Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Joy of Business Radio on OM Times. My name is Lale Hancock, and I'm a Joy of Business Certified Facilitator. And today I'm joined by my friend, Emily Russell. Hey, Emily.
Hey, Lale.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited to be on the call with you and talking about, I think we're doing business on the go today. So how much fun can we have talking about that?
Emily and I tend to travel a lot of different fun places, and our business tends to go with us. So we thought, what better topic but to share business on the go? So I'm wondering, Emily, let's talk a little bit about this, because I know a lot of times when people think of a business, they think of, you know, it's a physical location. This is where I do my business. I'm a local business, whatever that is. Can you talk a little bit more about, like, when we talk about business, like, what we actually mean?
Yeah, because I so had, you know, I don't want to say different or wrong point of view, but I really thought that business meant you went to an office every day and you worked for someone else, or maybe you had your own business, but it was not fun and you were, you know, going somewhere every day and having this monotonous kind of way of living. And I remember getting my first kind of 9-to-5 job where I did have to go into an office, and I was, after a couple of weeks, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't do this if this is what, quote, the business world is. Like, I thought that's all there was to it. And now, you know, after meeting so many different people and traveling all over the world and working and creating no matter where I am, you really see that it can be so, so different than that, and it can look really different for different people. Like, it's about kind of finding what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about that?
Yeah. And you know what, going into an office and knowing that you're there, you know, X amount of hours, there's no wrongness with that either. Just like you said, people have to find the environment and the way that they're able to create what's going to be fun for them. You know, I actually, it's funny, this year I signed a lease on physical space, and my management consulting company I've had for almost 8 years, and I never really required space, like a physical place, because I would go to my clients or we would meet somewhere else, and it just was never required for me. And with my new business that I started in December, Global Wellness for All, I actually now required to have some physical space for the shop and for clients to come in. And I do get that I was in that space that you were, like, for so long, I didn't really need it. And it was like, oh, does that mean I'm not going to be able to travel as much as I travel right now? Does it mean I went into all these things of all the things I can't do anymore if I did have a particular place to go to. Mm-hmm. But that lasted 5 seconds, because I get to use all these awesome Joy of Business tools and asking questions. And you know what it was? I actually started with the business, and I was like, what do you require? Like, what do you desire? And what would create greater with you out in the world? And it was so funny, because it was, I kept, you know, the business isn't verbally talking to you, but there's information you get, there's ideas that you get that lets you know the business is sharing that information with you. And for me, I kept literally visually seeing physical space. Mm-hmm. And I started looking around. I went to different commercial spaces, and I was like, wow, none of this really matches what it is that I would like to have in the world. until I looked at his face, which I'll put quote, randomly showed up when I was talking to someone who told me about a realtor who then told me about this thing. And it's 3 minutes from my house.
Wow.
And it is beautiful, open space. And, you know, normally I would say I can't even afford the commercial space in that area. And I got an amazing deal on it. So I'm just saying, like, our businesses, you know, can look so different. And it doesn't even have to be our business. It could be we're working for someone else. But really finding what it is that brings you joy and what excites you and gets you out of the bed every morning. And from that, okay, now what can I do? Now what can I add? And where can I go? Like, we're talking about business on the go today. Like, where does your business desire for you to go? And be able to share it with others.
Yeah, like, I love what you said. So you travel a lot as well. And I think a lot of people don't want to get that physical space because of that. Like you said that. But when you kept asking questions, I know I've heard from someone else too, where she has also a local physical practice and office. And she travels quite a bit. And she said, you know, I just ask that people make appointments with me when I happen to be there. Now, she didn't tell them their schedule. She just kind of put that ask out there of, hey, what would it take for when I am home to be have my schedule filled up with people who want appointments physically, and when I'm traveling, for them to not desire that so they don't feel like they're missing me. And she said it absolutely worked out, and her schedule would be full when she was home, and they were fine when she was gone. And, you know, we often don't think of that. We just think of all the limitations that could show up. But it's like you can ask for anything that would work for you.
Isn't it funny? Like, so, and that's the other piece. Like, I actually have multiple businesses of my own, but I also have clients that are international clients that I get to work with, and projects that I get to be on that do get me to travel. So, like, what if also we asked for clients that don't require to see us in person as well? Because, yeah, I'd love it when I'm here to be able to see clients. And sometimes I have a lot of meetings, so that's not even possible when I'm physically in my office space. But also, like, what if there's no limitation of where? Between Skype, these technologies that are out there, between your phone, Skype, WhatsApp, Zoom, all these ways that you and your client can actually visually see each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes while you're traveling, you can even book your clients while you're traveling, you know, if that works for you, depending on what you got going on. But that's the business on the go. What if you didn't stop your business from growing because you have all these other things that you have going on that you haven't yet looked at the possibilities of ways that you can do it all and have lots of fun doing it too?
And I think that's so common right now. You know, you see all of these, I know I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which has quite a startup community, and we have lots of those communal workspaces, you know, where people can come and use the Wi-Fi and create on different businesses, but be together in that energy, you know, and they'll have, you know, Friday morning, you know, maybe a meeting or someone comes and speaks to them about different topics. So it's you see this everywhere where there's just a different way of doing business. And because people can be so remote now, they can, like what you're saying, use all these different technologies to have clients internationally, to have clients across whatever country they're in, and really create something different. And so with that, like what I've seen too is we now have access, like you're saying, you have clients that are international. Like there's 7 billion people in the world. No matter what you're offering, like if you could find just the tiniest percentage of them, and now they don't have to be in your local neighborhood or town. They can be anywhere. So that, you know, when you use technology and use getting out there, social media, all these other ways of using that, you can reach clients and customers that were never possible before for people, you know, that really had to be limited to like physical location.
And I love that. I mean, that just gets me so excited because it is like so many people, you know, it's all our points of view. It's all the things that you think. So if you think clients will never find me or, you know, whatever your thoughts are, I always say what you think you create. So It really is. Your point of view creates your reality, as Gary and Dane say. And it's like amazing when for a moment you're willing to be like, okay, everything that I already thought about this, you know, anything, any views I already have about my business or me or my clients or anything like that, just for a moment, just let it all go. Destroying and create all those thoughts and feelings and emotions and any ideas that you have about what it can be, what it can't be. And then really just that simple question of, wow, what possibilities are available here that I've never even considered?
Yeah.
And play with that, because you will have all these ideas and, you know, the awareness of different things that will pop. And they're not things you would have thought about. They're not things that you even thought were possible, but they actually are possible. And when you are willing to, I love it, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, he talks a lot about random particulates on the planet. And he says, when you're willing to be one of those random particulates, because energy just moves. Particulates just move. You know, science has already proven that. And when you are moving and you're not blocking, you're not solidifying it, it has the ability to move to places that you can, you, your mind can't even imagine. So I'm wondering what possibilities are available that we can actually actualize today that we haven't even considered yet.
Yeah. And I think for most people, like you said, because it's not like something you can think about, I mean, you can have a business plan or an idea of where you want to go, but, you know, it sounds, and I don't, you know, most people listening to this show often on own times, you know, they've been exposed to the idea of energy, but it truly is that idea, getting the energy of where your business like to go and asking for it. And usually you need to ask for bigger than you've probably imagined, because that's probably more fun for you. And then it's like, be willing to be something different, because, you know, the reason you don't have an international business, if you want one, not everyone wants one, or the reason, you know, it hasn't changed or grown, one may be because you're not asking, or if you have asked and it hasn't shown up, it's like, well, what else would you have to be willing to be? And who else would you have to talk to? And where else do you have to go to change it, to like, to grow it, to expand it? And the cool thing about, you know, all the tools we talk about on the show, a lot of them are from Access Consciousness and the Joy of Business. And they really put you into that question and being willing to be that random particulate, always changing, always letting something different show up. And, you know, and changing enough that that can show up in your life, you know, and being willing to receive something different. I know, like, that's one of the reasons I'm so grateful for all the tools that we share on the show, and because they're always changing and always giving us access to a greater business and greater levels of creation.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm just listening to this, you know, it's just like things we already know, but we hear it again from someone else, all these other ideas. I've got like 200 different ideas that have popped already. I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. That is joy of business, right?
Right. Right. The phrase that doesn't translate to any language, joy of business. So I'd love to ask you, I know we might go on a break here soon, but when we come back too, there might be people listening who are like, well, how do you go? Like, say I have my local business, I'm a little bit online, and how they actually go from that to an international, you know, having clients in different countries, using Skype and using these technologies. And I know you've done that. You have several different businesses. And maybe if you can talk a little bit about how you started to do that, if you can remember, if there's a linear path to that.
Definitely. We're happy to do that. I do think we're probably going to be going on break soon, so maybe that topic we can start after the first break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media. one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Yeah. Emily, one of the things that's funny for me is the fact that a lot of times, most of us do a lot of things and we don't even realize we're doing them. You know, like, it's funny, like, naturally, I just be something or I do something and it's just part of who I am. And it's like, when someone asks, how did you do it? It's like, yeah. Oh. Wait, there is a how. I hadn't even thought that there was a how involved in it. So I get that, you know, that's something that I would actually love if people can recognize. One of the things we talk a lot about in Joy of Business is acknowledging everything that you're being and doing every day. And what I did is I actually started to just pay attention to it, and I started to write little notes during the day, because so many of us wake up in the morning and we have a million things that we know we have to get done that day. So a lot of times people call that the reminder list or the to-do list or whatever that is. And I realized that a lot of times during a given day, I'm actually doing things that weren't even on my reminder list or my to-do list. They were part of the things that needed to be done or created, because I literally was listening to the business and following wherever I needed to go. And the more I started to, like, really not just cognitively, but just be aware of it, I realized, wow, I've actually created so much more than I even thought that I created. I've done so much more than I even thought I got done in a day. And when I started to acknowledge that, I realized my business started to grow as well.
Yeah.
Things
that's
in my life
a huge
started to
piece.
Grow. Yeah.
Is that acknowledgement piece. And, you know, I know we always look to other people and what they're creating often and like, I wish I were doing that. But acknowledging what you have created, no matter where you're at in growing your business. And, Lovely, like you said, you know, we're being something, so we don't see it. Like, you know, if you're a certain way in business and it's just natural for you to, you know, make calls from the car and, you know, have clients in other countries, we often don't see how we created that. But, you know, find people in the world that you do admire, or you do see the way they do business and you enjoy, you like it. And if you admire something and see it in them, you have that in you too. Like, you actually be that and you can ask for it to show up. I mean, that's one of my favorite things is, you know, kind of shopping for all the energies and people that do business and create in a certain way and be like, wow, I'll have more of that in my life, you know, and asking it to show up and then get like letting that expand so that you do get to create business from these things that you admire that you probably already actually are and could acknowledge, mm-hmm. you know, where you are creating from.
Yeah. And a lot of it, it's not even things that you'll know. Like I was, talking to someone last week, it was on my call. I had a call a few days ago, and it was really interesting. She had this feeling, this thought, this idea to go buy a lottery ticket. And she went to her local 7-Eleven and bought a lottery ticket. And while she was there, she met this gentleman.
and he is an insurance rep. And they started to talk, and next thing she knows, she's meeting with his boss about a possibility of working with their company and becoming an insurance rep. And it was so interesting, like, listening to her conversation and things, and she was just like, you know, what should I do? Like, should I actually go work for them? Like, there's something about it that just feels really great, and there's some parts of it that just feels kind of weird. And we started to talk, and it was so interesting. Like, we don't even recognize that by us talking with someone or even standing next to someone, like, they just feel good. We didn't have to say anything. We didn't even have to do anything. Or it could have been we smiled, you know. There's these things that we are naturally being that we don't usually acknowledge, but actually makes a difference in our lives and the lives of others. And one thing that we did realize is how much she was actually, she, by her getting to know these two gentlemen, like, how much she was able to assist them in changing things in their own personal lives. And she just looked at it like she went and had a meeting with them. But there's other things that got created from that conversation. And when we looked at it and really, like, hey, let's ask some questions here, it was amazing to see how much she'd contributed to their lives, how much she'd contributed to her own life, how much some of the questions that she had about the next, you know, possibility she wanted to do or job that she wanted to take on, like, would it be fun for her? Would it be something that she would enjoy getting up every morning and going and doing? And the more questions we asked, we realized the insurance, this particular situation was probably not going to be what she would have fun with. But at the same time, the whole concept of going to 7-Eleven, buying the ticket, meeting this new person opened up a lot of other doors for her and her business. Now, that particular insurance company would like to bring her in to do other stuff for their staff. Wow. Which would have never been available if she never got out of her house to go to 7-Eleven to meet a stranger who introduced her to someone else. I'm just saying, like, there's so many things that we actually just think we're randomly doing, but it's not. We're actually following something. You know, I used to call it my gut instinct would tell me I need to be somewhere, and I would get there, and it was wonderful, but it really was my awareness guiding me to what I've been asking for. It just shows up in such a different way than we imagine. And so when she recognized that and she was able to acknowledge it, so much changed in her world and such greater joy. But she also allowed her business to grow because she acknowledged that it wasn't just linear. Her movements weren't just linear. It really was that we will never know how we touch people. We won't. Some may tell us little bits of how much our conversation may have affected them or you know, touched them or changed their lives or anything like that. But usually we don't know because there's this energy that gets shared across the planet, not usually just to one person. So just keep acknowledging, I don't know what it is I did today that created something greater, but I know something else got created, and how does it get even better, and what else is possible, and who else can I talk to today? What else can I add to my life? Just keep staying in those questions and any other questions that come up for you, and you'll realize every part of your life will continue to grow.
And can you talk more about one of the things you're so brilliant at is, you know, in Joy Business, we talk about there being kind of three energies in business, a creator, a connector, and a mover. And when you keep saying, you know, who can I talk to today? You are one of the most brilliant connectors I've ever met. Like, you will talk to anyone, anywhere about anything, and not in a way, but like about whatever's really up in their world. So can you speak, I know for some people that is like, scary or horrifying, or like, I don't know how to do that or who I've been talked to. Can you, and again, this is something you just kind of be, so it might be hard to explain, but can you talk about that, like what that might look like? So if I start my day with, okay, who could I talk to? Then after that, like what might show up or where could you put yourself to really start making those connections that can create your business?
Sure. Yeah. It is funny. The connector piece is something that truly is just so much fun for me. I don't know, all my life from being a little girl, I have always loved talking with people and just being in presence of other people. And you're right. There's a lot of people that have already decided they have a point of view about connecting and what that really means anyway. What does it mean to talk to someone? And what if it didn't look anything like the way that you ever thought it was? So in the morning, I always love to actually just destroy and create everything I thought I was yesterday, anything I thought my business was yesterday, anything I thought my relationships were, whether it's clients, husband, children, whatever. Like, just like let yesterday, just let it go. And then today, I just love to ask, who am I and what grand and glorious adventures am I going to have? And by just asking that, I literally like go into a different place of like, oh, you know, curiosity and fun. So who can I talk to today? You know, who requires and desires me in my business today that may know it or may not know it? And, you know, how, pretty much not the how, but like, what can I be and do different today to be able to invite them in? And so with the connecting, what if you're already connecting? And I think a lot of times people just haven't acknowledged that they're already connecting with people. You know, one thing I found is that when you ask, who can I add to my life or my business today, or what can I add? Sometimes it's not what you think it is. Like a lot of times I've had it to where, I have this idea or this awareness, like to pick up the phone and call, you know, one of my clients or to call my aunt or, you know, just people you're like random, right? You're like, but I've been like, okay, my aunt, but I have stuff I've got to do today, you know, like, yeah, my aunt, I can call her later. But no, at that moment, it really is super, super light. I need to call my aunt. And I've called my aunt, and I would have never thought that what I actually needed, what I was looking for, she could help me. And so following that idea, the moment, the energy, whatever you want to call it, it's amazing. It can take you down a path you never imagined. And it doesn't mean that my aunt had all the answers, right? But I've had conversations, literally call my aunt, I call her, chit chat for a few minutes. And then I'm like, hey, I don't know what it is, but I was thinking about this and you totally popped as someone to call. And she's like, oh, I don't do that, but I know someone else who does. And then she's referred me to someone else. And that's the thing about the energy. It may not always be that what you're asking for, your first point of contact will get you there, but they may guide you down a different path that takes you to something else. Meanwhile, all of this is creating something greater. My aunt is happy I called. We had our chit chat. Something shifted and changed in her world that she may have been asking for. And then the same thing goes to, you know, me getting to somewhere else that gets me to somewhere else. And that's just like one of those particular ways. But like, get out of your head, because I get a lot of us, that's where we stop. When we go into, I can't call my aunt, I don't have time for my aunt, I got to get all this other stuff done. Or, go ahead.
Well, it's almost like how, you know, kids function from just that way of going about their day, you know, of from one thing to the next, from one thing to the next, and not really having a point of view about planning. Well, of course, they don't. They don't plan their day. I'm going to talk to this person, and this will create that. So it's like you said that question, which I haven't asked in a while. I used to ask that every morning, is what grand and glorious adventures can I have today? Because it puts you in the way, that curiosity, the way kids function of, you know, like you said, letting everything contribute to you and everything maybe be different, you know, and not look like it you expect it to, but just having every moment be an adventure and every person you talk to, letting it lead to something different, you know, just really a different way of functioning.
And it's so funny because kids don't sit around and also say, I did 10 things today. <You know? laughs> They're like, they just go wherever it is it's required for them to go and have a lot of fun. And, you know, that's the one thing we talk about joy of business. Joy of business doesn't mean that every aspect of your business or your life is fun. It's not about that, but it truly is that when you do have joy in what it is that you're being, you're doing, what you the things that you bring into your life, they just have the ability to just exponentially grow. And, you know, one of the things that I just love about kids is that they also show us all the things that we know or we used to know was truly possible. You know, they're not willing to let anything stop them or get in the way of where they're trying to go. They don't, ever.
Yep.
You know, they're like, oh, roadblock, ooh, poof, gone. Let me go around it, you know, or let me zonk through it. You know, so it just depends on, you know, what you're willing to actually bring into your life. And I laugh because I say, truly, have you laughed today? You know, have you? Like, even put a sticky in front of you. Like, you know, have I laughed today? Because it is like when you're willing to not make all of life serious, when you're willing not to make your business serious, it can actually bring you so many things that you've been asking for. It can grow. It can bring so much more creativity and ideas. It can really pull in, like what you said, the three types of people, the creators, the connectors, the movers, and really just bring more into your life. I laugh every once in a while. It really is the combination of my business and my body talking. You know, I'll have this like idea of like, oh, it would be so nice to go get my nails done. And I'm like, no, I've got Zoom. I've got all these calls coming up. I've got all these things I've got to quote do. And my body's like, nope, we gotta go. And if I am willing to listen to my body and actually go, it's amazing. One, I get to relax, and I can bring my phone and still be on a call, still be on a Zoom. That is the business on the go.
Business on the go. I was like, yeah, I do the same thing.
Yep. But if I didn't want to do that, that's okay too. And I tend to meet a lot of people when I'm there. It's so funny. It is that connector in me. There's one sentence that someone says that starts a conversation. It might be something I said to the nail technician that sparked something in someone else. I have yet to go to the nail salon and not have people ask me questions, ask about my business, and I hand out my business cards. Now, I don't go there for that purpose.
Right.
I'm not going there for that. But I'm also willing to have everything show up everywhere I am, whether I'm in my office, whether I'm in a nail salon, whether, anywhere on the plane. I meet so many people on the plane. It's awesome. I meet so many people in the Uber, like the Uber guys, gals, you know, there's always a conversation that gets started and it's so much fun for me, but it's because I'm following the things that truly are fun for me.
Yeah. Well, let's take a short break, and then when we get back, we can talk more about that, like the joy of business, the fun, and get into a little bit of you creating like your business on the go and going from a local business to more of an international business.
Sounds
great. So you're listening to Joy of Business Radio on OWN Times with Lala Hancock and Emily Russell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the practical, intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to Joy of Business Radio on OM Times. This is Emily Russell. I'm a Joy of Business Certified Facilitator. And Lale Hancock is on with me today, also a Joy of Business Facilitator, talking about business on the go, creating from wherever you are, the joy of business. We've been sort of all over the place, so... thank you so much, Lale. I'm so grateful for this conversation.
I love it. We are being business on the go, because that's what happens when you got business on the go. You do literally all these different things at the same time.
You know, before we started, I did want to ask you, about growing your international business. But when you just said that, that also popped something for me, like, doing more things than, one thing at a time. I know forever I made myself wrong for being scattered or, liking to have, I always have like 20 tabs up on my computer at least. And like, mm-hmm. Actually, when I go and look through them, I'm like, nope, I'm still working on that. Like, I actually don't want to shut any of them because I'm actually creating in all of them. And same in my house. Like, I often have different things going on in different rooms. And I know forever I was made kind of wrong or made myself wrong for being flighty or having too much going on, when really, if you look at it, and it's different for everybody, but what if that kind of business on the go, having 10 things going on at once, creating more than one business is actually fun for you? And that's part of the piece of acknowledging it too. When you don't make that wrong, and if you are someone that functions that way and kind of ask, wow, how can I use this to my advantage? Like, how much fun can I have with this? And when you stop making it a wrongness and turn it into something that's actually a huge capacity, sometimes your business on the go can expand in ways that you never really thought possible. So thanks for saying that.
Oh my God, yes. And that is part of that whole growing your business. And like you said, I think a lot of us, it started with our own, with us, we thought it's wrong that we started something and didn't finish it right away and that we weren't mm-hmm. focusing on it or we weren't doing blah, blah, blah. But in reality, it's true. So many of us actually do better when we do have multiple things that we are doing at the same time. So, we used to call it multitasking, but now it really is that I'm realizing that's how my brain works. That's how I work. I can have one thing going to the right, one thing going here, one thing going there, one thing going there. And I can keep track of all of them and not drop any balls, if that makes sense. So we've juggled them all. Mm-hmm. And one of the things with the whole, looking at your business is a lot of times we limit what our businesses can be. a lot of times people, and I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and they're like, okay, I have this idea. I want to create this business. I want it done this way, blah, 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 blah. It's not about that. Most businesses do not even desire to have one thing. You have the ability of adding many services or many products and many different revenue streams into your business if you're willing to listen to the business. So like we talked about earlier, like everything you've already defined your business has to be or can do, would you guys be willing to just throw it out the door and just say, okay, that was yesterday. Today, what is truly possible with the business? And, you know, I like to use the name of the business. So, for example, one of my businesses, Bella Pimo, it's like, what, you know, Bella Pimo, what do you require today? What do you desire today? You know, I really like talking to my businesses and allowing the consciousness of it to actually give me information. And for a long time, you know, that made no sense to me either. But now I realize truly everything has consciousness to it. The glass next to me, my watch, my house, you know, everything has consciousness on the planet and it can contribute to you. So if you're willing to actually allow your business to contribute to you, it can guide you on what's necessary today to get you to where you desire to go. It will invite people who or what can I add to the business today to actualize and then fill in the blank of whatever you're looking to actualize. So if you are interested in like expanding your business, not everyone wants a global business, but some people do desire to have their businesses grow and have maybe multiple local locations, you know? And so whatever that is for you, you know, what would be fun to actually add to the business today that can be a different revenue stream for you. And a lot of times I also get that, you know, most people don't even realize they already have multiple revenue streams. Like, for example, if you have a consulting business, okay, so when you, you know, are coaching, if you have a coaching business as well, if you're coaching, that's one revenue stream coming in. If you coach online versus in person, those are two different revenue streams coming in. If you do trainings, that's another revenue stream. If you do a training in person, that could be a revenue stream, but you could turn it into a product that you can also sell and be downloadable on your website. That's another revenue stream. Now, when you physically do a training or, you know, anything that you're facilitating, that is one revenue stream that can be there for your local client base or anyone locally who's coming to your class. But now that you've made it a product, or you can make your class be online via different technologies, that's another way you can take your local business and make it now global. Because now you can offer that to people all around the world who can participate. Yeah. And, you know, and so I get that there's so many different ways, but it starts truly with a question. What would be fun for me, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and can you say, I love when you talk about, you know, talking to your business that everything has consciousness. Because I know for some people, like you said, for you too, like for me, I was like, I don't know what that would look like, or I feel silly to like talking to my business. Can you say a little bit more about, so when you ask those questions, you know, I do the same thing each morning. Can you talk about what then shows up after that? Because it's not like your business is going to verbally speak back to you. So can you talk about how you start to tune in and listen to the awareness that you get from those questions?
Yeah. The thing is, most of us already get the information, but maybe we think it's an idea or, you know, oh, I don't know why, but I went down the street today. You know, the it's all the things you're probably already doing, but you just haven't acknowledged that it was the business speaking with you. When I ask questions of the business, I really have to get out of my head or the ways that I think that the business is going to answer back. It's usually very subtle, and it's usually information that just comes sometimes not when I'm asking the question, but 2 hours later, I might get this awareness or this idea, oh, call your aunt, or oh, go get your nails done, or oh, oh, let's do an ebook from the training that we did. And that was one of the ideas, is like, you know, I kept asking, what are different revenue streams that, you know, Global Wellness for All would like to have? And one of the things I realized is that when I do classes, you know, there's a lot of information. There's audio, there's video, there's written, information from the class that we share. And already we are transcribing a big portion of the class. So one of the ideas that popped for me was to actually have those classes available through ebooks. They can look a little different and we can add different tools to it, but now it becomes a downloadable product that can be made available while I'm awake, while I'm asleep. And once someone orders it online, my website automatically will email it to them. So it's one of those things that I don't have to be involved, or my staff doesn't have to be involved in doing anything other than we create it. And then we'll play with it energetically, but like, then it's available. And anyone around the world can now have access to those tools, to those ideas.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that. I love where we started to go with kind of different products and having those on the go, and how your business can kind of get created when you're not maybe, you know, at an office. So let's take another little short break and then come back. We have another little short segment on the show and talk a little bit about that, about revenue streams on the go and what's available now kind of with all the new technology. So this is Lolly Hancock and Emily Russell on Joy of Business Radio with Own Times, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to Joy of Business Radio on Own Times. I'm Emily Russell, a Joy of Business certified facilitator, and Lolly Hancock is with me today, also a brilliant Joy of Business facilitator. And we're talking about business on the go today, everything from expanding your business from locally to globally, other revenue streams, creating from the joy of it. So thank you, Lolly. I've had so much fun today.
Me too.
So we have a few minutes left. let's talk about, you know, we talked a bit about what's changing in the world, the fact that you can be working from a computer wherever you are in the world, how that opens up your audience to be global if you'd like it to be. And then you started talking about revenue streams, different ways your business can bring in money. And now with the ability to kind of do business from a computer anywhere, there's a lot of different possibilities for creating more revenue streams. Like you mentioned, ebooks is one. What else are you aware of with that? Have you kind of explored?
Wow, there's actually so many different possibilities. It just depends on people and what would be fun for them to create. You know, my businesses, one of them is a management consulting company, and then the other is my wellness practice. And it really is about, like, what would be fun? And I know I keep saying that, but there's something when you are willing to ask what would be fun for you that you realize all the things that can make you also money because you actually enjoy it. And my whole life, I've loved so many different things. And, you know, for so many years, almost 25 years, I was in the corporate world or not-for-profit world. And, you know, I always looked as my job had to be a job of what I was doing or something greater. But when I look at my life, I had all these different experiences. It was healthcare, it was technology, it was not for profit, it was this, it was that. Like, I've always been the person that never actually stayed in the same industry forever. And if you did, it's okay. It's whatever is joy for you. So something that I talk a lot of times with executives or moms or whoever it is that they think, oh, this is my job, and that's what I have to do the rest of my life. But one thing they don't realize is even while you have a full-time job, you can add different revenue streams to your life. And I see more and more people are willing to dabble into that now. So, for example, I worked with someone who was a software engineer. And, you know, so a lot of things for him were around his computer. But in reality, he loved to make tomato sauce. That was his passion, with tomato sauce. And guess what? He started to manufacture his own tomato sauce and the jar and the way he designed it. Like, I'm just saying, it seems so out there, but it is. What if your revenue streams that you keep wanting to add to your life or to the business and to both doesn't have to look exactly like you think it has to? You know, what are things that truly make you happy? It's funny. There was this other woman. She was an executive of a technology company, and she also started a chili sauce company. and it is because these are the things that, like, she always loved, and she would make her own little batches, and then she would give them out to friends. She never imagined it would also make her money. Yeah. But it did. It actually became a global business because it was. It really, like, skyrocketed. And the more joy she had actually sharing it with the world, the more the business grew. She ended up, you know, not, you know, changing her, like, her secondary business became her primary business. But that is, what is fun for you? What are things that you think are your hobbies that you can't make money from? What if you can? You know, so many things that come so easy for us don't come easy for others. So what can you be and do to actually contribute to someone else's business and let that be a different source of revenue for you? I have my own companies, and I work with other companies who require my assistance, you know?
Yeah, I think that's so key when you do ask the question, what else can I add to my life? It's like those stories are great because it comes from, well, what's just fun for you? And adding it in and not coming to a conclusion of this now has to be my only business or this now has to be how I make money, but just adding stuff. And like you said, from that joy, then the money follows, you know, then the revenue stream comes. So being okay with just adding stuff into your life that's fun for you. And like you said, whatever works, like that, you know, making tomato sauce could be a revenue stream. I know for me, I used to be a teacher in high school, and they now have all these online platforms where you can make little online courses. So you can do ebooks, you can do videos and create your own course that has, you know, home play and handouts and worksheets, whatever's fun for you, that can reach a global audience. So it's like really exploring what do you want to add and what venue would be fun. Like, do you want it to be online? Do you want it to be a hobby? And then just be willing to go with whatever you're creating and see what shows up. And, you know, the show is called Joy of Business because we talk a lot about what you're talking about, having fun with it. So I think if anything from our show today, it's kind of like, keep going, add things to your life, keep having fun, and be willing to see what else can show up.
And the other thing I want to add is it's these questions. It's not like you have to have a perfect question, but it's ask a question. The minute you stop thinking and you actually ask question, whether it's you're asking the question, you're asking the business question, ask questions, because that's when you get the different ideas that pop up. That's when you get to see it from a different place than you ever thought, than you imagined. And, you know, when something's not working, change it. That's the other piece. You know, like, what can I do or what can I be to change this, you know, and what else is required? Like I said, the kids go around things. How can you go around this as well?
That's another great question. So thanks, Lolly, for the conversation today. And this has been really fun. And if you guys, every week we have a show on On Time's Joy of Business, and there's different Joy of Business facilitators that come on each week. Sometimes the founder of Joy of Business herself, Simone Millicis, comes on. So you're always getting different voices, different ideas. And if you're interested in these tools and want to learn more, you can always go to accessjoyofbusiness.com and find a facilitator near you. A lot of facilitators do calls and Zooms and things like that, so they don't even have to be physically near you, but you can kind of check out what's available and what else you could add to your life and business.
Thank you, Emily. This was so much fun.
Thanks so much. See you guys next week. Thank you. Joy of Business Radio on OwnTime.